Now, with Easter approaching next week, I know a lot of people get excited and think, oh my goodness, I'm going to give a rabbit to someone for Easter. Not such a great idea. To tell us a little bit more about rabbits and how you can become a foster carer, we're going to have a chat to Kitty McDonald. Welcome to the show, Kitty.
Oh, thank you, Sarah, and thanks for inviting me.
Now, look, I know you raise a valid point. I was only saying that you turn on the TV now, and I think it was an ad for Target, and you know, you see the bunnies hopping with the kids, and it's all really cute, and as it should be, it's Easter. But then a lot of people get it in their mind that, oh, this is what I'm going to give as a present for Easter, and that's not always the best move, is it?
No, no. It's a bit like, you know, if you get a puppy for Christmas, it's the same thing, rabbits for Easter, bunnies for Easter. Amongst other things, I don't think people are aware that they can live up to 10, 11 years.
It's a long time.
It is. I mean, it's the same as getting a puppy, and they're not easy care. People think, oh, yeah, you know, we'll get a nice hutch, put it in the garden, and little Johnny can play with it. Etc., etc. And yes, that is true, because bunnies are great pets. But if you're going to put it outside in the garden, please remember to put fly screen around the hutch, because otherwise they're going to die from myxomatosis and possibly from Klebsiella virus.
So there's a lot of things you do need to research. I know they also suffer from the heat and that sort of thing.
Yes.
So you really need to do your research and be prepared. But what you probably want to push as well is that you are a foster carer for a rabbit sanctuary. Now, it's one based in Grafton, but people can actually adopt a rabbit rather than going and buying one from a pet shop, can't they?
Oh, yes, definitely. That's what we always say, adopt, not shop. And I think a lot of people probably heard that phrase before now. So, yes, definitely. And we do have rabbits around the Newcastle area, and if somebody actually goes onto the Rabbit Sanctuary website, they can see photos of all the rabbits and descriptions of them, and yeah, they can adopt them. Alternatively, another idea, if you're at all unsure about adopting a rabbit, you can actually volunteers of foster. There's another way around it. Volunteers of foster.
Oh, great idea, to see if you like it or not.
See if you like it or not. See what, you know, how you get on with the rabbit and things like that. And then if you love the rabbit so much, then you actually then become, you adopt.
And Kitty, where can people go if they do want to look at adopting?
If they want to adopt, then they just go onto the Rabbit Sanctuary website. That's just the, you know, the www.rabbitsanctuary.com.au, or just Google it.
And if they want to become a foster carer?
The same website, there is a form there that they can apply to become a foster carer. When you become a foster carer, we do actually provide things like a pen and the bowls and the litter tray.
Great.
And food. So it just gives you that chance to sort of, how can I put it, try before you buy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we think you're doing a great job. Just very quickly, your favourite thing about owning rabbits or fostering rabbits?
Oh, they make me laugh.
They're very funny, are they? They're very smart.
They are very, yes, they're very funny. They're very loving. That's the other thing people have to take into account. You do, if you're going to get a rabbit, you do need to spend time with it, because they are very social creatures and they just love the nose rubs.
Who doesn't? Kitty, thank you so much for your time today and have a very happy Easter.
You too.
That's Kitty McDonald there talking about if you are looking at getting rabbits, then make sure you're prepared. Just don't go buy one on a whim because it's Easter, and some great alternatives as well. We'll also put their website up on our website too, inurfm.com.